Praise God. Well, if you stay, then you know it, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be here. Grateful for the Lord and His blessings. Good to be here at Old Path Tabernacle. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I know that more than 90% of you probably don't know who I am. And I don't know probably 90% of you, but we do know Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I turned 38 years old last week. I have been in this for all my life, and teased on the pews of church. Brother Sam, many of you that are here, I've been a pastor's kid for quite some time. I know when a new evangelist comes, it takes a little while to get accustomed to them and to their methods and how they preach. But I just tell you here, I'm just an old hillbilly from Kentucky. That's all I am. I say the word ain't. And y'all and all that good stuff. And I'm really glad to be here, and I want the Lord to help us this week.
Amen.
Don't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I feel like that if we can just do all that we can in these services, that God's going to move. Oh, is the days of revival over with?
No.
Well, I have one that said no. The rest of you are still thinking about it, it seems like. No, they're not over with.
Right.
If they was, I'd be back home. And we'd have to call my wife 18 times a day. But I believe they're not over with.
Amen.
And I believe God still wants to move and still wants to help.
Yes.
And I believe that we can get what we want if we really want it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I say again, it's good to be here. Good to be with Brother Samuel and Sister Bethany. And glad for all the Lord's done for them. And church is beautiful. First time we've been here, as I said. And we've just enjoyed ourselves thus far. And thank you for the accommodations. Thank you for the offering. It's good to see Brother Marty and French and his wife and family. Glad to see them. Good to see Sister Danielle. A little bit of home away from home, I told her. Even though she's a Buckeye, we'll forgive her for that. But I'm glad she's here. And most of all, I'm glad the Lord's here, aren't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you would, to Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5. Hallelujah. The sister here on the second row that testified, I don't know the names yet, but I'll get them. But she testified and kind of went along with what I felt like preaching about here tonight. And that's always a good sign if you're a preacher. Hallelujah. Mark 5, verse number 25. All right, here we go. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and has suffered many things of many physicians and has spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus,
hallelujah,
came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.
Amen.
And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched me? Or who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. For just a little while, the Lord will help us here tonight. I feel like he will. On this first night of this revival, I want to preach on from his presence to his power. From his presence to his power. Lord, we ask you, Lord, right now, would you help us? Lord, I am nothing without you. I need your touch. I need your help, Lord. Lord, I'm so glad to be here. So glad to be here with Brother Samuel, Lord, and his church. Lord, I ask you, would you help us? Oh, God, I am nothing without you. I need your touch. Help us, Lord, around these altars. Lord, we never fail to give you the praise. For we ask in your name we pray. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. From his presence to his power. There is a difference. I said, there is a difference. I, in my lifetime, have been, I don't know if you want to say the word privileged, but I have been around some famous people. And I have been in their presence, but not known them and who they really were. I won't forget back in 2000 when President Bush was running for the first term. He came to Northern Kentucky, there close to where I live, there in Covington, came to a park, and I was, me and Dad went over and heard him speak, and I got pretty close to him. All right. Amen. Matter of fact, when he left, I circled around and stood there and waved goodbye to him in his car, and it seemed like he was looking right at me and waved goodbye back to me. And I was in his presence. But that's as far as I got. I've been around other celebrities, whether it be in the parade and that, and I've been in their presence, and they've waved, and I've waved, and they've been right there. But that's as far as I got, just their presence. Just their presence. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. When you're dealing with the Lord, his presence is great. But there's a whole lot more. Amen. I said there's a whole lot more. Right. The Bible said here this woman with the issue of blood, she was sick for 12 long years. Think back with me, if you would, to 1998. And what was you doing? What was going on? And all the time that's left between then and now. You had ups and downs. You've had good times and bad times. In 12 years, I've been privileged to have been married almost 16 years now. And in the last 12 years, I've had three children, or two more children, I should say, three are together. And my, there's been some great times. Right. But for this woman, 12 years was misery. 12 years was nothing but torture. You're going to help me preach, aren't you? The more amens I get, the faster I preach. McDonald's closes at 11. Help me preach now. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, 12 long years. She suffered every day, every week, every month, every year. Same old, same old, same old. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. She knew that she was sick. She recognized her condition. She went to doctor after doctor after doctor, tried prescription after prescription after prescription, spent all that she had. No doubt there were times when she pulled the cushion off the couch, looked under the bed, looked in every drawer, found every penny, every nickel, every dime, went back to another doctor, tried that one and see what they had to say, done what they said do, and she didn't get no better. But the Bible says she rather grew worse. Rather grew worse. I want to tell you right now, she recognized she needed help.
Amen.
You know what I like to see on this first night of this meeting? I like to see people recognize they need help.
Amen.
She recognized her condition. She knew, hey, I'm going to die if I don't get help. Do you know we live in a day and hour? Hallelujah. Let alone how the world acts. We live in a day and hour, Pastor, when we got so many people in church that don't recognize they need help.
Amen.
The reason why we have a Bible, and the reason why the pastor feels like, hallelujah, calling up a preacher and telling him to come for a few nights is because he recognizes, even when others don't, that we gotta have help, and we need help now. We can go down the road, we can buy a big screen and try watching something on that, but that's not gonna do you a bit of good. We can have ball games, but that ain't gonna do you a bit of good. We need real help. We need God to help us out right now, or we're gonna die. Woo, I feel like preaching here tonight. Hallelujah. She recognized her condition. And the Bible said that when she heard about Jesus.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. When she heard about Jesus. I don't know who told her. I don't know how she came to the realization of him. I don't know if she's heard story after story of blinded eyes being opened. And deaf and dumb being healed. Hallelujah, the lame walking. Hallelujah, I don't know. Hallelujah, but we do know this. She heard of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Woo, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. She not only recognized her condition, hallelujah, but she recognized who he was. Hey, are you hearing me? We have a lot of people in this day and hour. Hey, they recognize their condition, but they don't recognize the one that can help them. And then we have others that recognize Jesus is great, but they don't see the need in their life to call on him. Come on now here. She not only recognized her condition, she recognized, hey, hallelujah, if I could just touch, but his clothes. They're just about what I've heard. They're just about what I've heard. Hey, I've tried doctor after doctor. But if I could just get to Jesus, I know. I say, I know. Do you know tonight? I said, do you know him tonight? I said, do you know him tonight? Hey, do you know that if you just get to where he's at, you'll be better. Woo, hallelujah. Well, hallelujah, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Hallelujah, she recognized, hey, Jesus can do it. You see, her faith rested not upon what she saw, but upon what she
heard.
Woo! No wonder the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not about what we see. Hallelujah, for she looked at herself in the mirror for 12 years and knew, hallelujah, hey, if she went by what she saw, hallelujah, she wouldn't have got out of the house that day. Hallelujah, but she rested her faith not upon what she saw, but what she heard. Woo, hallelujah, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hey, wouldn't God in these last days get people to get their eyes off of what they see and get their eyes on what they hear. And there's help, there's hope in this dark hour. Hallelujah. Well, stay with me. I'm going somewhere here. The Bible said, hallelujah, that she had enough faith that she, hallelujah, put her shawl on, opened the front door, hallelujah, stepped off the step, turned around and locked the front door, come down off the porch.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Down the sidewalk. Hallelujah. You still with me?